Hi, this is Sarah Knight. I've got Leanne Shklazovich here with me today. She is a somatic therapy and movement education facilitator. I am delighted to have her here. She's going to talk to us about some of the exciting work that she does with the body. So thanks for coming, Leanne, and you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, we're just going to dive right in. And can you tell me, please, what is somatic therapy and movement education?
It's quite new, I suppose, to Ireland. So what it offers is it's a way of communicating with the body at a slightly deeper level. So I'll give just an example to maybe lead in with it. You might feel, I feel a bit cold, and the body will have a sensation related to feeling cold that we know and is really clear, but there's so many layers. So what somatic therapy would offer is a way of exploring that, exploring feelings and sensations that go with the feelings on a deeper level. So that would, I suppose, be the somatic therapy side of things, that we look at the subtleties that go on with communication in the body. So, for example, then you might have a feeling, and associated with that feeling are a whole range of sensations in the body. It's a way of communicating and getting to know what's happening in our own bodies.
I have heard theories around this before, you know, that everything that goes on in the physical body is the body trying to tell us something, the body asking for attention, saying that it needs something. Mm-hmm. So have I got that right there? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's what's happening. And most of the time we go about our days and there's a flow of information, we understand what's happening, but there may be points where things get stuck, the energy gets stuck, and we kind of miss something, and there may be experiences from the past, traumas that are held in the body. And so what I offer and what somatic therapy offers is a way of just inquiring, being present in the session, and inquiring into those subtleties, I suppose, and listening to the body in different ways.
Okay, and when you say traumas, I presume that you don't necessarily just mean physical traumas. Are you also talking about emotional traumas? And I guess I can talk about that with personal experience. I have been to a few of your sessions, but in one of your sessions, I had a very, very deep emotional release. I don't know, is that typical to a session? But can you tell me what goes on in a session with you? You know, is that one aspect? Does that always happen? Do people always expect to get emotional releases? Or can you tell me what a session with you would look like?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that can happen. I suppose it's linking the body and the mind together. So a client might come in with a particular issue that there's thoughts and there's associations where they're not feeling great about a particular something. And so to come in and me being just present and listening to what they have to say, and then just checking in, well, what's happening in your body when you talk about that, you know? So they're just bringing attention and connecting the physical sensation to their experience, because we can often miss that. So to bring attention to that, then release can happen, because it's just, you know, we want to be seen, we want to be heard. So in the session, that's some of what would happen.
Okay, you know, the way that you're talking there, and I mean, I remember it myself, the space that you held felt really, really safe. And I imagine that that's a big part of your work. It almost, the feeling that I was getting as you were talking there was that you're also like a movement counselor, you know, that you're holding someone in a very safe environment and guiding them to feel these things that they may have held there for quite a long time. Is that an accurate thing to say?
Yeah, because we hold so much around particular issues, so it just takes time to build up a rapport with the client and build that safety and to know that, you know, we just follow the client's process and just take our time with it. You know, there's no rush, and that would be the thing about slowing down, because we often speed up around emotions. So trust and taking our time with it would be a big thing.
It could sound like, you know, by the name of the therapy and some of the work that's there, that this therapy is only suitable for dancers or gymnasts or people that really like to move. Is that the case, or is this something that's suitable for anyone?
Oh, no, it's suitable for anybody. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Movement brings up that, isn't it, really? It's like, oh, I can't dance or whatever. But it's even, you know, when I was just talking there, you can't see me, people who are listening, but I'm scratching my head because there's this thinking going on. So the gestures, it would be bringing attention to gestures that might be invisible to the person who's speaking, but with that mirroring with the client, bringing attention to, oh, I noticed this in you, you know, that's movement. It's movement that happens, it's often unconscious. So with the therapist's attention and witnessing, we can just bring gentle attention to what's happening in the body unconsciously, I suppose. Yeah, that would be one aspect of it. And also with the education side of things, the movement education, there's building up the language in around what we're feeling. So like I was saying, we know what it's like when I feel cold, I have this sensation or whatever. But there's so many subtle layers of vibration that's associated with words. So it's kind of building up a language around what the body is speaking through sensation. So yeah, it's for everybody. Like we all have these experiences.
Okay. Is there any examples you could give? You could say there's so many words around the different feelings that we have in the body and the subtle vibrations that are going on there.
Yeah.
Can you give me some examples for that? So, you know, if I come in and, you know, I have a stiff shoulder and always hold one arm quite stiffly down at my side, or, you know, what might you have to say about that?
I suppose it would be deepening into, what does that feel like? You might feel a weight, or there might be a holding of the breath, and around that a little heat around the chest area, which, you know, to speak personally, what might happen for me in a situation that would be challenging or a bit of fear comes up is that I feel hot in my body and my chest might be a bit tingly at the front. That's the kind of language that I'm speaking to, the tingles and pulsation that goes with what we experience, you know. A lot of learning involved in this kind of therapy is looking at what happens in the nervous system as well. So it's really grounded in the physiology. And so when I'm taking in an experience, my nervous system is reacting, and so the subtle vibrations would be in relation to that. So it's kind of getting under the layers of the physical body.
Okay, so I come in and I just say, you know, my shoulder is stiff. And what you're inviting me to look at then is, okay, it's more than stiff. Is it heavy? Is it held? Is it stuck? Am I holding my breath? Does it feel hot? Does it feel cold?
Yeah.
And then again, looking at the energy that's underneath that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That makes perfect sense. Thank you. Any particular examples, you know, without giving away any personal information, but any examples you can give of people that you've worked with and what maybe they have experienced as a result of doing the work with you?
Yeah, I suppose a real practical example that I can give is around the movement education side, because one of the maps that I work with is developmental movement. So it's looking at physical patterns of movement that we have all experienced growing up, right from fetus, actually, when, you know, we're in the womb, and that there are these little reflexes that happen in the body. And then as we, when we're born or going up, you know, we're crawling would be an example of one that's a pattern. So with one client, I was present, we were just listening to what the body needed, what information was coming through and what was an issue for her. So we used the patterns as a map of exploration in the body to see, you know, what would come of that. And it was just really interesting because what we were uncovering then is that there was a balance issue. She had a very physical difficulty with balance. And so by doing the pattern, the left and right of crawling, for example, she was able to notice where she was off balance physically in her life, of where she might be a bit clumsy, and also then the emotion that came up around that and how it had impacted her life. And so it was by doing these really just simple patterns, kind of rewires the brain. Movement education is educating ourselves about how we hold ourselves, but also then a way of looking subtly about doing these little patterns that can rewire the brain. We're used to moving in a particular kind of way, but when you work deeply and when you're witnessed in a process around, like this example of crawling of the left and right, there's a change in our physical understanding of how we move, and then it has an impact in our lives. So with this one particular client, after a few sessions of doing the movement patterns, she just said that she'd noticed real physical differences in her, that she had a bit more strength in her left side. So that was the left, right, you know, she was using her right side more. And so she had more strength and she was able to like pick up things that she might have had difficulty with before. And so that would be an example. And then with this same client, then what was happening was because she had had difficulty in her schooling, she was noticing that there was a lot of emotion around that she was relating this particular piece. She hadn't been diagnosed with anything particular but dyslexia and the difficulties she'd had growing up. So it was just as she was finding it a way of discovering more freedom in her days around this.
So what it sounds like then is that this therapy could be really useful for people that think that they have traits that are just a part of their character. Like, oh, I'm just a clumsy person. Mm. I just can't read properly. My left side has never been as strong as my right side. I can't do this. I'm no good at that. Mm. That these may in fact just be a pattern that has been stuck in our bodies, and that by using this particular therapy, you can, sounds like you can rewire it back almost to its roots, to its origins.
Yeah, definitely. You know, there's lots of practices or processes like that that we can go through, and it's so different for each client, and what we might present with might actually not be the issue at all. Like, this particular client didn't come to me for anything to do with balance, but that's what we realized, you know, we uncovered as the sessions went on. So,
okay, so she didn't come to you knowing that that was necessarily at the heart of what was going on with her. She didn't know that. So people can simply come as an exploration as well. They don't necessarily need to have an issue, but simply with the desire to explore what's going on in their bodies and how they can maybe be more connected.
More connected, yeah, and more aware, exactly, to deepen the connection with your own physicality and with the emotions, and it's a map of exploring that.
Okay, I have another question for you. You've used the word map a few times.
Okay, yeah.
So can you maybe elaborate on that a little bit and what you mean by map in the context of this work?
Yeah, so in the training that I have done, in the somatic training, there are lots of maps. And what I mean by that, there is kind of a little toolkit. One of them would be the developmental movement patterns. So there's the study of that, and that's one way in to develop a body awareness with the client, you know, about how we hold ourselves and just becoming aware of posture within that and just being curious. So that's one way in, I suppose. And from that way in, it's amazing what unfolds, you know. That would be one aspect. And also part of the study would be embryology work. So looking deeper before the developmental patterns about reflexes in the womb. And also what happens when a fetus is forming. You know, it's not just the baby growing out, but it's the impact of the environment of the womb. And so that's another way in to explore, you know, talking to the client about the facts of the anatomy around that, and then how the client might relate to that. So that's another kind of inquiry. But all of the inquiries, they're really based in the body, you know, they're really based in the body. So another way in then of exploring body awareness might be through different systems in the body. So particularly if a client is coming with something related to their spine, and a good way in might be to explore, well, what is our skeletal system? You know, how is it made up? What's the texture of bone? And by exploring that, and maybe through some guided facilitation of movement to do with the skeleton, and then afterwards just inquiring and tracking, well, what did you notice in your body around that, and how your spine moved or whatever. You know, I think it makes me laugh sometimes, where in society people are looking to space to see what's happening, but actually there's so much that happens in our internal world that's like outer space to me in a way, you know, because there's so much depth that we can explore in our own bodies, and it just gives so much insight. And how I've experienced it has just been an amazing tool.
You're using the language as well. You keep saying exploring, but you do sound like an explorer that's, you know, looking to discover these lost worlds in a way. Mm. And you have these maps to help guide you through that territory, looking for the best way in. So I really like the language that you're using around it. It's making it clear. I guess it is a little bit of an adventure, you know, that process of rediscovering ourselves. You know, what is it that our souls and our bodies really, really hunger for? I know you have been doing this for years. It sounds like this is an incredible body of work to learn. Can you talk to me about how you've gotten into this?
Yeah, I suppose for myself, I really got interested in this when it was Five Rhythms, actually. There's a dance called Five Rhythms Dancing where you explore different energies, and there's one that's chaos and there's one that's flow, and the music goes with that. So I went to a Five Rhythms class, and I just found that afterwards that I just felt expanded. I felt more alive. I felt more in my body than I had been before, and also that there was the connection in the group. So that kind of got me onto, curious about this, you know, what is it that was happening? And then some challenging things in my life were happening that I was finding it hard to deal with. And so it was a question. A friend said, what do you need? And I was really taken with this. I hadn't been asked that. And what came out was, I need to dance. And I didn't even know what that meant at the time. But anyway, that's what happened. Then it set me off on this exploration. And so there was the kind of dancing side of things that kind of got me into it, and how I felt good when I was dancing. But then I came across a practice called Dance in the Rainbow, which looks at the chakra system and how we can move with that. But really, it was finding my physical form, which might sound a bit strange. It's like, oh yeah, I have feet. This is where my love affair with the body came. It's like, I know I have feet. But actually, when I really explore and feel what it's like to be on the ground, you know, to really feel grounded, you know, we might have heard that before, people speak to feeling grounded, but it was like, oh, I'm really here. And there's so many bones in the feet. And I just got really curious about, you know, the physicality. So that's where it started, really. And then learning about different body systems and understanding how my body works is just really empowering. I felt empowered by that. And as a woman in particular, you know, finding out what happens in a monthly cycle, just the facts, and then how my emotions relate to that. I just found it really kind of liberating, I guess.
Great, great. How can people find you if they want to do some work with you? Where are you based at the moment?
I'm based in Galway at the moment, and I'm developing a website, so I haven't launched that yet. But to find me, I mean, my email is the best at the moment. So my email is everybody, so EVERY, and then body, knows two, so KNOWS, the numeral two, so just a play on words that everybody, all our bodies know how to move and be in the world. So everybodyknowstoo@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And for people that don't live in the west of Ireland, does this work go on around the world?
Yeah, it does, absolutely. I mean, it's big. Like I was saying at the start, it's quite new, relatively new in Ireland. But yeah, it's big in the States. Just look up somatic therapy. Would be the thing to do.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Leanne. It was really great having you here.
Thank you.